Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Business.
Here we go. We're on.
That is hey, my business.
Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of 23andMe?
What?
Have you ever heard of 23andMe?
Is this a promotion?
No. Just wondering if you've ever heard of
it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Hey, Roach, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
You ever heard of 23andMe?
Yes, even I have heard of 23andMe.
Huh. Old man, you ever heard of 23andMe?
Who hasn't? It's on TV all the time.
Weird.
I don't watch TV.
Weird.
Don't watch it. Watch Netflix and the Hallmark Channel. And during the Hallmark Channel, when a commercial comes on, I mute it.
Because
I
don't care. How can you be mad on that Hallmark?
Can I tell you something? So when I was, spoiler alert, today's going to be a holiday-themed show. And I was trying to find some stuff online and then, question ideas and topics and stuff. And so one thing that comes up is a Christmas fantasy league. I think, what would a Christmas fantasy league be? I click, it's the Hallmark Countdown to Christmas fantasy game where you draft movies that are going to be showing and premiering that week. And then you get points for how many millions of people watch them. Oh. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Wow. That is sad.
I kind of want to play this, though.
I think it sounds good.
You can win 20 grand.
It sounds good. Although I will admit, I've kind of moved away from Hallmark now, and now I've watched the Santa Claus movies about 100 times. 1, 2, and 3. Three is terrible.
3 is not even worth watching.
I have not watched one Christmas show yet.
1 is good. 2 is okay. 3 is terrible. But I've watched them because...
The first one's great.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I watched Rudolph.
That's it. I've done that, but I'm talking about Christmas movies.
Yeah, well...
I haven't watched any. So, wait a minute. So, you're saying this is a holiday-themed show?
It's a holiday-themed show.
So, like, are we going to talk about people that, like poop in Christmas tree shapes or something? Yeah,
poop in stockings.
That seems to be our go-to.
There probably is.
There's not a lot.
I bet we can find
There's
some.
Not a lot in that Venn diagram, but we will.
I wonder what your poop would be like.
Oh, my. Why?
If you just ate tons of candy canes or something. Would you have mini poop?
I think it would smell better.
Minty poop.
I think it would smell better.
We have moved past the fecal fetish topics.
All right, well, what do you got for us then?
Yeah, then what do you got?
You ready?
Let's make this a good one.
This is Christmas themed?
This is Christmas themed.
So the
is
first
it Christmas
thing,
theme or holiday themed?
Yes.
We don't want to alienate anyone.
Yeah, we got to do a little of all the different.
Hanukkah's over now, right?
I'm going to pull up some
would Hanukkah you, is over.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
You want some Kwanzaa would you rather
sure,
questions?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, here we go. So the first thing I got here for you, we've got a little December madness. I've got 8 holiday traditions here, and we're going to figure out which one is the best one.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
go.
So it's head-to-head.
8 traditions.
Head-to-head March Madness rules in a bracket, and it's majority rules.
And these are potentially traditions that we have also followed?
Yeah, I think everybody's
okay,
on board with
here
these.
Here we go.
All right, first one is a movie matchup. You've got Elf versus all of the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Elf.
Done. I like Elf. I do like
okay,
Elf.
Okay, Elf wins.
That's a classic film. Elf is, we watch Elf every after Thanksgiving we get our Christmas tree and then it's Elf while we decorate the tree.
Elf's a funny film.
It is good.
Elf's good.
All right, next matchup is Christmas carols or candy canes?
Hey, I wonder with Elf though first. If they're going to get the backlash, because remember, he's in the shower with her.
Singing that song?
Singing that baby is cold.
So hold on, I'm confused. What's wrong with that song?
Because in the song, she talks about what's in this drink that you gave me. Because he's all about stay, and she's like, no, I got to go. So he's like, no, no, it's too bad out there. Stay with me. And then she's like, yeah, what'd you put in my drink? Like, it's suggesting that he's doing stuff to get her to stay, which it's crazy. I think it's crazy.
Taken what? The song's been out for how many years?
Right.
And we're going to worry about it now?
Right. I saw somebody that broke it down, though, that apparently that was a common phrase at that time. What's in this drink or something like that. Right. And it was basically saying that there was no alcohol in the drink. So their argument was that she was trying to come up with any excuse to stay and was joking about how maybe she could get away with saying she was drunk and she couldn't go home.
I don't know about all that.
It's a song. Sometimes we try to read too much into things.
To me, when you listen to it, it's just playful on both sides of
Although she does sing the song well in that film.
Oh, in the movie, that's good. I love that scene, too, where she yells at him and then he bangs into the locker.
That's a good one. How about with the raccoon?
Oh, somebody needs a hug. I like the when he's what he says. Oh, he's an angry elf.
Say it one. Call me an elf one more time. How about when he goes? Did you hear that after the burp?
Oh,
that's a classic.
I love the scene where he packs him the bags of spaghetti with maple syrup for lunch.
Oh, and then what? The scene where the guy announces that Santa's caught or that Santa's here, and he's like, Santa!
What is it? What is it? You smell like?
Oh yeah, sausage. And
you smell like,
you sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, but what's he say?
What does he say? You
smell like beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese, yeah.
Should we go through the rest of the plot of Elf?
That's a good film.
Let me pull up the script and we can each pick.
We don't want to ruin it. Hey, we don't want to ruin it.
Move on. What was the one,
King? So next one up is Christmas Songs versus Candy Canes.
Christmas Songs.
Christmas Songs. I don't really care for candy canes.
I'm not a fan. I mean, I like
them. Wait, whoa. You said Christmas carols. Is that listening to or is that
the existence
singing? Okay, all right. I thought at first that we were talking about singing them, and then I was definitely picking candy canes.
I'm saying right now, too, I think it's perfectly fine the day after Halloween.
No.
Oh, you're not.
Start them up.
It's not fine.
Day perfectly fine, Thanksgiving. And I listen to
All right, you know what? Here, with that in mind, I'm going to just go out and celebrate Valentine's Day today. It's only 2 months early.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
It. After Memorial Day, after Labor Day... after the 4th of July,
If I started walking around,
you know what?
If I walked around in a werewolf costume in early September, I'm not someone who likes Halloween. I'm a criminal.
Listen.
Christmas is the only one that we let just do whatever the heck. I can't just eat a whole turkey in July. No one's going to let me do that.
Did you see the guy that's stealing the lights off the Christmas trees in Lindenville?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. And was this for real or was this a joke? But there's a picture of like a guy in handcuffs, but he's got the Grinch's outfit on. And they put it out there like...
Where was this? On Facebook or something?
Yeah, it says it's from the Hub. But
it wasn't on the Hub.
I couldn't find it on the Hub.
It wasn't on the Hub.
I figured somebody just did it, but they're arresting
some guy. That same guy got arrested for taking something else from the park, too.
That was funny. I got a kick out of that. But, listen. Halloween's a big... that's a big holiday. But after that, there's nothing.
Thanksgiving.
Except for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is like the appetizer for Christmas.
No.
Yeah, exactly. You can't eat the main course, then take a break from eating the main course to stuff your face with appetizer, and then go back to eating the main course again.
No.
Thanksgiving
is its own
holiday. It has nothing to do with Christmas, though.
No. Thanksgiving is just a...
Oh, hold on. I just thought of something. Ryan. I want you to read the tweet. I know you're purposely keeping it to yourself. Read the tweet.
Oh.
I want the tweet read on air.
Oh, boy.
What are we talking about?
I don't know what he's talking
You'll know in a minute.
I know what he's talking about.
He knows what I'm talking about. Related to this holiday?
Right, related to Christmas.
Let's finish this round, and then we'll get to the tweet while Ryan's
like
going.
I said.
Christmas carols or candy canes?
Christmas carols.
Carols.
Okay. Candy canes.
So far, we're pretty unanimous.
Yeah.
So.
Here comes the tweet.
Fan of the show. Unbelievably Stupid Podcast at Unbelievably Pod.
They're not talking about us there. That's the name of his
That's the name of their podcast.
Ours is Believable.
So, again, grumpy old man backing up his argument with something from Unbelievably Stupid Podcast.
Okay, so, okay. Right away, I'm like, all right, well, there you go. Makes sense.
You're going to be with me on this.
Says, oh, all right. I'm listening to At Four Fat Guys Show, and they are arguing about the movie Die Hard. It's not a Christmas movie. It's an action movie that happens close to Christmas.
True. True that. Good call.
Shout out to that podcast. What is it, Ryan?
The Stupid Podcast.
The Unbelievably Stupid Podcast.
They're
shout
right.
out to them. Good They're good,
Those
good
guys. Those guys are right.
They're good guys out there.
Absolutely right.
I don't even understand what you guys are saying.
It's a Christmas movie.
You know what?
Maybe it's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that happens at Christmas.
It's pretty obvious.
Right, that's
understand.
The same thing. Everybody celebrates Christmas differently.
So if you plop a tree in a movie, then it's a Christmas tree in a movie, then that makes it a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
No.
Or not even that. Not even that. If it happens in December.
Right.
It's
right.
If they're Christmas decorations?
If it snows
if
on
you
the
see
film.
Lights
do they
somewhere.
Say ho, ho, ho?
If you see snow
something,
in the film,
something?
It's a Christmas
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's stupid.
All right, what's the next one?
So, whoa.
It's in my
stupid.
Top five
whoa.
Christmas movies.
If you it's see not a Christmas movie, so
no.
it's
a Christmas
stupid.
Movie.
Time out.
Idiot.
Snow is a prerequisite for a Christmas movie?
That's what he's just saying,
that's
yeah.
That's
no,
what you two are saying.
Christmas movie.
There's snow in it. It's a Christmas
I guess
movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
There's not snow in Die Hard.
No.
Okay.
There's
Christmas lights.
That's the point you guys are making.
You guys
rewatch one little
that.
Mention of something
Christmas
me. It's a Christmas show.
What could be more Christmas than trying to reunite your family?
That's not Christmas. You can't.
How is that not Christmas?
So if it happens in July, it's
Christmas.
Then what's that?
The whole
it's Christmas.
Premise of the film.
If they're
is,
having a 4th of July party and there's 4th of July decorations and they're having fireworks, then it's a 4th of July movie.
So if they're 4th of July, fireworks, decorations, and he's like, I'm just here to reunite my family, does that make it a Christmas movie?
All right, let me just go around
makes
the
it
room.
A 4th of July
I'm
going to
settle this. Starting, our room is set up. Josh, Roach, Grumpy, Ryan, Stump. Josh, right. Roach, stupid. Grumpy, right. Ryan, stupid.
That's 2-2.
Stub, right.
Oh, and the rights
win. See, you guys are saying sorry, the Christmas movie has to have this, I don't know, kumbaya moment in
no,
it.
No, it has to
Josh, make it
a Christmas
movie.
Shut off this mic. Shut
I'm telling you right now, that was mic. Not my Christmases ever. I enjoyed Die Hard.
I enjoyed Die Hard too. Good movie.
You're going to Die Hard here in a minute.
All right, we got two more in the last round, and then we got the semifinals.
So far, recap us, Josh.
So far, Elf is moving on to the second round, to the final four. Christmas Carols is in the final four.
Yeah.
Then we got
Christmas Carols.
Santa Claus versus Hot Chocolate.
Oh, Santa Claus has got to stay. That's
Claus versus Hot Chocolate.
That's not
hot
even
chocolate
a comedy.
Could be any time.
I don't know.
I mean, I like hot chocolate, but I
have a close personal relationship with Santa Claus.
And you're going hot chocolate.
You want the hot chocolate.
There are a lot of times I'd rather have the hot chocolate.
All right, well, it's at least three votes. To Santa
but you
got to
go overall.
Last one in the first
that's
round
like a
here.
One versus a 16 seed right there.
I put it two versus seven. Hallmark made it into the first round, but they were the 8 seed.
That would have to be some unbelievable hot chocolate.
And then we got Christmas Tree versus Christmas Cookies.
No, I'm taking Hallmark over hot chocolate, too.
Oh, it's so too bad. It's not.
I'm taking Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies and what?
Christmas
tree. It's Christmas tree.
Well, listen.
I like the cookies.
As a diabetic, I cannot eat a lot of Christmas cookies, so I'm going tree all the way.
How many pine cones can
you
eat? You
can't have Christmas without a tree.
I'd rather have Christmas tree shaped cookies than a Christmas
That's
tree.
That's not an option. You can't pick both.
Cookies. I want cookies all day long.
So what? We got three cookies.
Stupid.
You're going tree?
Tree.
Cookies.
Christmas
cookies.
Is a tree.
What are you doing?
I'm going to have to go with the cookies.
Yes!
Yes!
Wow.
Cookies
wow,
make it in.
You guys are idiots.
Woo! All right, final four. We got two matchups. First one is Elf versus Christmas Carols.
Christmas Carols.
I go Christmas Carols. In
Christmas Carols.
Christmas
I guess.
Carols starting November 1st.
All right, Christmas Carols is making it to the final.
Starting
I want to pick Elf, but it's hard to think of Christmas without any Christmas music, even though it's bad for your mental health.
That's bullcrap. Who wrote that stupid article?
What, Christmases?
Lots of people have written that article.
That's a dummy.
Christmas is bad for mental health?
Christmas carols are bad for your mental health.
Yeah, because you know, like, that warm, fuzzy, happy feeling you get? That's not good.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
Look, you know what I think? We should take these people that think the Christmas carols are bad for their mental health and put them in the Man Week room for a week with us. Then they'll see how good they got it.
Please, jingle bells.
And we'll sing to them.
All right, the other Final Four matchup is Santa Claus versus Christmas cookies.
This is dumb.
Yeah, that's no-brainer.
You can't have Christmas without Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa's got to win the Christmas Santa. Cookies.
All right, so in the final.
But you don't have Santa without cookies.
That's true. He would starve to death.
He would starve to death.
You would have to eat the reindeer.
Everybody knows Santa survives on cookies.
Venison. Yummy.
Some blitz and jerky.
This one is too easy, though.
So now you got the final. Christmas carols versus Santa Claus.
Final's easy. It's Santa.
Santa.
You don't have Santa, you don't have Christmas.
Yeah. Did I mention I have a close personal relationship with Santa? I think the Christmas carols are better for my mental health.
You know what's neat? And I don't know how true this was or not, but we watched that movie, The Making of Christmas or something. What was that?
Oh, the Man Who Invented Christmas?
The Man Who Invented Christmas. And it was like, back in that time period, Christmas was kind of dying out. Like, it wasn't a big holiday. Yeah.
If you look at, like, even the Homecoming with the Waltons, which was in the 60s or something, you know, that was written.
Right.
It talks basically, Christmas was Christmas Eve, they got the tree.
Right. And that's what this movie was saying, too. Kind of during Depression times, Christmas does die out because people don't have the means to do anything.
I mean, those kids were happy with an orange.
Right, they got an orange. I wish somebody would take the freaking oranges I got.
Well, this guy bought $36 box of just oranges.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, we got that in our house.
Yeah, so my dad
says, you're eating oranges till they're coming out your ears.
My dad says, hey, do you want to buy some fruit? I said, yeah, Dad, I don't care, whatever. He's buying it. He's getting it from somebody at the fire department. I don't know. And I said, yeah, well, I don't care, whatever. And he goes, well, you can buy this, and this. And there's a box of fruit for $36. And I go, okay, box of fruit, we'll take that because I eat a lot of fruit. It's a box of oranges. It's all big, giant oranges.
So we got FFA stuff.
And yeah, that's exactly what you got. Because whose kid's up there selling it?
I don't.
That's what's happening.
It's Bob's kid or something up there selling it. So I got a box of oranges.
So I like oranges. They're good for your arteries.
I like oranges too, but
no, he made me take some when I left last night. I was like, nah, I don't need any. He goes, you're taking some oranges.
Yes, I gave him away. I gave him the Carter's girlfriend.
I just got one question for Roach. Do you like oranges as much as you like bananas and nuts? Or are those still your favorite?
Real? I'm glad we're back to our normal.
I thought it was a good question.
So, chestnuts.
Hey, do you like bananas more than oranges?
Oh, he loves bananas.
No, I don't know.
Bananas is
worse. I like oranges quite a bit.
See, I don't like the big oranges.
No, I like the
Clementine
halos.
Little. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the big oranges. You get all that white. It's just too much.
The big oranges is more of a crapshoot, whether they're really good or really
those
just
little
okay.
ones are. They're like.
But those
candy.
Big bananas, you like those anytime.
He doesn't like the mini ones. He wants them big. He needs a lot of banana.
A lot of banana and nuts he likes two at a time.
I saw him at Walmart the other day. He turned the corner and saw plantains, and he was like, oh, these like bananas but bigger. All right, here's a question for you. I feel like this is more of our normal speed here. Would you rather chug a gallon of eggnog all at once?
Oh, that's tough.
Or,
I love eggnog, though.
Or
I do, too.
Have to sit on a mall Santa's lap for an hour.
Oh, eggnog.
Oh, I'd take my chances with the eggnog. I'd be throwing up, but I'd take my chances with the eggnog.
You know what? Sitting ain't a bad thing.
No, you know what? I'm sitting right on that lap.
Yeah, I'm sitting on Santa's lap.
You guys like bananas, too.
I don't want to be
thrown
up.
Way to take the show down, Roach.
Yeah, disgusting. I don't want to throw up, and I would. You chug a whole thing of...
That's a lot of dairy.
You're getting sick.
Nah,
oh, yeah, you're gonna
you're throwing up, for sure.
I've tried drinking a gallon of milk before, and I was...
A gallon or quart?
I just don't even sell
gallons of eggnog,
You'd have to get 4 quarts.
Holy cow, that's a lot of gallon.
I would sit on Santa's lap all day long. I mean, you're talking sickness.
You're going to be sick. I don't want to be sick. I hate throwing up.
Gallon, I got to rethink it. I thought it was one of them quarts.
I got like... a little over 3/4 of a gallon of chocolate milk down once, and I didn't throw up, but I was in pain.
You know what? I'll even sit on Santa's lap, even if he gets a little happy. I'd rather sit there and...
Why does he got to make it?
He's talking about the North Pole. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, yeah. I got a text from Cousin Johnny.
Yeah?
No podcast today while we're on the podcast. What the hell's wrong with him?
No podcast today.
That's what he texted. No podcast today? Question mark.
Oh, because we're late. We're starting late.
While we're doing the podcast.
Oh, we're late. Maybe he thought we were.
You know, other radio professionals don't have to deal with that. With people camping outside their studio.
Yeah, and these fans are rabid. They're rabid.
Do you think Howard Stern goes on in the morning and he starts getting texts from his family members saying, "What? No radio show today?"
Can I just say, Googled.
Are we putting ourselves in the same category as Howard Stern?
Well, I think we're pretty close.
We're a little bit above Howard.
He'll get here. He'll get here someday.
Yeah.
I think we're neck and neck.
I just tried to figure out how many calories would be in a gallon of eggnog, and it's 2 full days.
What are you watching?
Bird calling over there?
My father-in-law's at my house.
Taking
my rotor.
He's watching router. Video footage of his house right now.
That was my house.
Was that a bird?
Yeah, it was a bird. It was a bird.
I thought you were just studying up on your bird calls.
It's a stalker darbell.
How many calories?
Yeah, how many calories?
In what?
It's 225 in a cup.
Eggnog?
Of eggnog.
So what is there in a gallon? Like 8 cups?
16. So you're talking, it's like 3,600 calories.
That's not that bad.
How about even more importantly, how many carbs are in a...
I don't care.
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares. Stupid.
20 grams.
Roach, in a cup. I have to agree with him.
Times 16 servings.
So that'd be 320.
320 carbs. That's it. How many are you supposed to have in a day?
I want to see
250. No more than 250.
Oh, you can do it one day. Get over it.
One day? Roach drinks about 1,000 carbs of Mountain Dew a day every day.
Yeah. And how does... I can't wait till he gets diabetes.
Why would you root against my health?
That's kind of sad.
Not nice.
I wouldn't even root for that for you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't mind punching you or something, but...
I don't root for him to be sick.
Yeah, well... Oh, well.
I'm hoping he lives.
Let's go get some eggnog, and then we'll come back and do the second half.
All right.
Notice how he calls. Who calls that a sweater? Anyway.
Company goes out
sweatshirt.
Of
sweatshirt. Hoodie.
He's got a hoodie on, and it's
It's kind of like Tommy Toast. Nobody knows what the frick he's talking about.
You know, he's like one of those.
I can't wait. I need a nice Tommy Toast.
You know, some big business goes out. They're going out of business, but yet the CEO's taking home $25 million or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're overestimating the situation.
Here's what I love. You put bread in the toaster.
Yeah.
You put mayo on it.
Yeah.
And you throw tomatoes on it. Now it's Tommy Toast.
You can also do salt and pepper, but I never
did. What's it called then? Tommy Toast with an edge or something?
No, that's Tommy Toast by the
That's
sea.
An option of it. You can put salt and pepper on it, but I never did.
Spicy Tommy Toast.
They really invented something there, didn't they?
That's a good... You got to have the tomatoes cold. That's how I like it.
It's kind of like, you know...
Good.
What are some fancy dish, you know, like what, you know, that somebody actually worked to make?
This summer, when you get some fresh
chicken
tomatoes,
marsala.
Try
chicken Tommy marsala,
toast.
Tommy toast are about the same thing.
Try Tommy toast, you'll enjoy. Cut the tomatoes thin.
I think you should open a restaurant. Roach's Tommy Toast.
Good.
I don't know if roach is a good word to lead with in your restaurant title.
I had some jelly butter the other day. You know, you put some peanut butter on some toast and then throw some jelly on top of that. Yeah. Some jelly butter.
It's jelly butter toast?
Yeah. Jelly butter toast. Yeah. Had a little jelly butter toast.
I took a piece of bread and I put a piece of bologna on it.
Yeah.
I called it bologna bread. It's pretty good, bologna bread. I couldn't think of a fancy name like Tommy Toast, so I went with just
bologna. Listen, you're not a brand new genius.
You guys do understand Tom is in tomato, right?
Yeah, jelly bar.
What? Jelly Tom bar. Is in tomato. Okay.
Well, maybe
Mates is
maybe
in tomato. O's in tomato, too.
Has anybody ever had floating flakes? It's when you put some frosted flakes in milk.
Why didn't you just name it May Toast?
I didn't name it.
May is in mayonnaise. May Toast. Could have been May in it.
Tomato Toast?
I don't know. I first heard it at my grandma's house.
Tom and May Toast.
Who's passed away, by the way, that you're making fun of. Whatever.
What a bunch of a-holes. All right, here we go. Would you rather spend 8 hours untangling Christmas lights or be forced to have lights up on your house that spell out, I'm a big idiot?
Oh, I'm a big idiot all day long.
Well, I don't have to do anything with the I'm the big idiot one, right?
No, do you have to put that up or somebody else does
it? I think to make it equal, you'd have to put it up.
Yeah,
so you either got to put you up took or you it away.
On. Now I'm being doubly punished.
It was easy when they just did it.
I'll go with big idiot. People be driving by. Oh my God, look at that house.
Yeah, let's go by the big idiot's house.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
I'm untangling them. That's not a big deal.
Eight hours.
I get to sit. I can have the TV on.
I hate that. I hate it so much.
I do hate untangling.
Somebody who was telling us, was it Paige telling us last night that somewhere.
Yeah, I'm 31.
And somebody put they had a Santa Claus up on the roof, and then he put lights coming out of his penis, like he's peeing down the side of the house.
Wow. Where is
Happy
that?
Holidays.
I don't know.
I want to see
we'll
that.
Have to ask
is that a Christmas decoration? Or
I want to see that.
Is that not?
They
is
do
that
the
just
one.
A
you know what people do
Christmas
a lot
time?
that is, I like the concept because it makes it easy. Is they have like the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Like the big Grinch that you could put in your yard, and then you just throw like the lights and it like touches the top of your house, but then you just kind of drape it over so it looks like
he's pulling it down.
But I'm thinking.
That's a lazy person who was thinking.
That's lazy,
but creative.
Right there.
The first person that ever did that,
that's
genius
right there.
That is genius. Because
now it's like I can decorate, but bam, it's simple.
You knew he was probably getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Like, go put the lights
go
up.
Go put
He's
something
like, oh,
up.
I'll put something up.
Yeah. That's genius right there. Genius.
All right. Here's one. Cash or gifts for Christmas?
Cash.
Difficult. It's a difficult choice for me.
No, it's not.
No. Cash.
I want to receive cash and I want to give cash.
It's difficult for me because I like the cash better because you get what you want. But it is pretty cool when you open something up and you're like,
cell phone.
It's like a new whistle.
When you're like, awesome. I wouldn't have thought of this, but this is great.
Yeah, but what about the one you open up and you go, what the frick am I going to do with this?
When you have.
And you got to go, oh, I love that. That's great.
It's always from like a second cousin.
When you get that king of the remote.
when you open up. When you open up a gift from names. We'll exclude the names, Grandma. and you open it up and it's a fishing vest straight out of the John Candy, Dan Aykroyd.
How are you guys
great
missing
outdoors?
The best example when we all got wiener cleaner?
Oh yeah,
the wiener cleaner.
Wiener cleaner.
Hey,
the little round donuts of soap. Yeah. Just every male
Listen,
in the family
I've
got
gotten,
some wiener cleaner.
I've gotten to where just roll the dice, Grandma. Do what you want.
You know what shirt I got from her? I got. This is my green T-shirt.
Yes.
She gets every catalog. At this time of year, she gets every catalog that's ever been made.
Hey, but you know
by
what?
Every company.
Thank you to her. She takes the time to do
it. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
For sure. But it's just hysterical.
She got us. She got me and she got Grumpy Man a sweatshirt and sweatpants that were Army.
Yeah, I love those,
and
too.
I love them, too. I wear them all the time. My Navy.
I've got a lot of good gifts I still have from her.
Right. My Army sweatshirt and
sweatpants. Well, the gift of life.
Are awesome.
Yeah. Listen to these two trying to do some damage control here when they realize that Christmas hasn't come.
No. She's given us some beauties, too.
Hey.
And I'm going to tell you what. I love the wiener cleaner. It worked well.
he spent a lot of time in the bathtub that night.
We got the King of the Remote sweatshirt, and that went right to the outdoor work type of.
Yeah.
I wore it. It's gone now because it was painted on. It was everything. But, yeah, you open that and you're like, oh, yeah, awesome. Mom, thanks. That's a good one.
She'll never listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
No.
I got to go gift.
You're going gift?
I go gift as well. I
think cash is the right answer every time. Yeah.
Cash.
Especially now. You can return it.
Cash is the gift that keeps on giving.
Gift cards.
I like gift cards because gift cards say, go spend this on something that you wouldn't buy normally. With cash, it's like, I've got stuff I should probably pay this.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it. Greatest Christmas present ever would be somebody just going, hey, I'm going to pay your rent this month. Beautiful. I'm in.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to all.
Gift card to go buy something. Is it for a car?
Gift card for a car?
Because if not, you just...
There's $25 to the Chevy dealership. Want,
right?
What?
You can go get what you want. There's no $50 gift card. I don't know.
Well, it's a $50 gift card where you don't have to spend your own money.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a gift.
Well, we aren't rich like you,
Roach. I'd rather have a gift, too, because you can take it back. You could get your money back if you really don't want
Someone
it.
Someone put some thought into it.
And it's
gift.
More exciting Christmas
I'll
Day.
I'll tell you right now, I buy gift cards, and it's usually for people I don't want to put a lot of thought into.
We buy gift cards, too, and I get it, but it's just so boring. You open it up, and great.
But then what do you buy someone? There's certain people who...
Well, yeah.
What does anybody buy me?
Right. There's certain people it's hard to buy for, but I'd rather somebody... I agree with Roach. Put the thought into it and buy me something.
He doesn't put any thought into anything. Yeah, His wife tells him what to go get.
This is true.
That's why I get gift cards for a lot of people, but...
There's nothing better than opening up a Christmas card... And seeing a picture of Benjamin Franklin right there. That's a good gift.
It's a good gift, but it's also boring.
Oh, no, that's not boring.
All right, thanks.
The feeling, your heart starts to flutter. You get all excited.
No.
You know?
No.
It's just... I don't...
Okay.
I get more excited for pictures of Benjamin Franklin than I do for pornography.
Thank you for setting up a great transition here.
This is our Christmas special.
Oh, just buckle in. Here we go. Would you rather never get another Christmas gift again... Or have one Christmas where you have to give everyone in your family a grown-up toy.
Oh,
there you go.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
I would get no gifts again.
For the rest of your life.
I'm good.
Or you got to get everybody in your family?
Everyone in your family.
I got no problem with it.
A grown-up toy.
So that includes grandma, too.
Yep. Everyone in your life.
Wow.
I would like another brother that I like.
My kids, the problem is your kids, but my kids are old enough now that it's whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I want Christmas.
That's the problem. You got to take that hit and never getting a Christmas gift again.
I'm not doing that. I want a Christmas gift.
Come on, what Christmas gift you're going to get that's going to be that good at this
what
point?
What do you say when your heart's fluttering and you're all excited when you open that gift? That's what I want.
Grandma Green did it.
Yeah.
I can't even get the Christmas gifts I asked for.
I want Christmas gifts every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Why? I don't have kids.
Yeah, who are you giving to that you're going to feel that?
My mom would think it was stupid and would throw it out. My dad would laugh. Grandma's...
What the hell?
What the heck?
Hello?
I don't know if you realize this, but we're doing a podcast.
I'm watching the boys over at Grandma's.
Okay.
Roro and Hollis.
How about focusing on the podcast?
Yeah, please.
That'd be nice.
Good God.
Yeah, if you're going to answer your doorbell on the show, then that's acceptable. But
And then I could buy something fun for my wife, and I could just say, hey, listen, I had to. I had no choice.
Well, it does give you that excuse.
Yeah, I had no choice. I had to.
I don't need an excuse with my wife. I'm more than happily to get them.
Jeez. All right, changing topics. Would you rather have to work as a mall Santa for the rest of your life? Or be the actual Santa and have to live at the North Pole.
Oh, I would love living at the North Pole. Yeah. I rule that place. I'm in charge. You got a bunch of elves.
What was the question again? I'm distracted by what these two idiots are doing.
They're all idiots.
It's what are you? You two are like talking special stupid sign language over there.
Yeah,
just keep going, please.
All right, what are we doing?
Santa.
We don't know.
I'm going to be Santa.
Would you rather work as a mall Santa for the rest of your life, or would you rather have to be the actual Santa and live at the North Pole?
I'm actual Santa.
Yeah, I run
that
place.
What
kind of a question is that? I'm in charge.
That's all year.
Cookies all the time.
Did you see that place? Yeah. I mean, he's living in a castle. They're babying him. Like, he gets hot chocolate and cookies all the time.
Yeah.
He's got all these elves around.
So you're going with the Santa Claus.
The wife's there.
The Santa Claus approach.
Oh, yeah. And
what Santa Claus are you going with?
Well, I'm just saying that.
Bad Santa?
Listen, we don't have, like, a documentary that we can base this on. So, maybe he's up there in a little yurt, and he's freezing all year long.
Well, then I don't want that Santa Claus, but I'm going
Santa
with the
rocks.
I'm going with the commercialized.
He's got a bunch of elves to make do everything.
Yeah, you fly around on a reindeer or whatever.
Nobody in this room is going to work that hard. Just one day a year, no one in this room would work that hard.
He's got all those other people
working for
him.
You get the elves to do that, too.
Come on, get it together.
So Santa doesn't go down chimneys anymore.
Oh, no, you just throw them
on. Roachy Claus is going to sit up on the roof and just drive the sleigh. He's going to be in there.
I'm going to tell you what, Roachy Claus ain't going down any chimneys.
Well, it's all magic.
It's all magic.
Roachy Claus, he sits in his heated sleigh, and then he has his elves climb out up and down the chimney, stacking presents.
Hey, you got to subcontract some stuff out.
I got to go with Roach here, because the thought of being Santa in the North Pole is potentially heaven on Earth.
Yeah.
The thought of sitting on the throne in the mall is hell on Earth.
But you're talking 3 weeks out of the year.
Exactly. That's what I'm going with.
Let's say you make enough money.
That's a lot of work to be Santa Claus.
No, it isn't. You get a lot of work. I send them down the chimney with the present. They bring back the cookies.
What's so darn work? What's he working on?
I got a glass of milk and
cookies.
He's got
to build all these presents all year long. You know,
every year you have an excuse to get really fat. Yeah. I mean, you eat what
you don't have
you
to
have
worry
have
about
to
carbs.
I do with this one,
no
too.
Carbs.
Well, hold on. That is not part of the Christmas canon that Santa Claus is immune to diabetes.
Yes.
Oh, I think it is.
Santa Claus.
He eats cookies at every house on Earth in one night. He's immune to diabetes.
Or he's got raging diabetes. He's the Wilford Brimley of the North Pole.
You can't change the
characters. I'm not the one who's... Please show me the holiday song or movie where he is immune to diabetes. Please
give me the holiday song or movie where he has freaking diabetes.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
not one out there. I haven't seen the one where Santa's skinny because I got diabetes. Sorry.
Yeah, Santa's good. You make elves do everything. Yes. Don't you understand? You own them. They work for you. You're in charge.
You live in that. Look at that.
I got them putting my socks on in the morning.
If you watch the Santa Claus movie, that place is freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. They're doing everything.
He's living in
only Roach would think Santa Claus is a slaveholder.
Hey, I seen this movie. You've seen it. What's going on there?
They work for Santa.
They ain't getting paid.
Yeah, they. How do you know? Do you see payroll?
Okay, show me the Christmas movie where the hell got paid.
I like that scene in the Santa Claus where they have to go to HR.
They're on strike.
Yeah.
their deductions weren't right, so they had to go get it fixed.
Well, because Kirby wasn't doing the dental work anymore, so then they had to get somebody else.
Yeah, I'm totally Santa. I'm rocking.
I would be Santa too.
No.
Yeah.
3 weeks, I'm
done. I don't
have
to work anymore. I'm
done. Yeah, you do have to work.
No, that's not work.
No, exactly.
Even if I'm in charge, I had a real job where I was in charge of people who had to make toys, that sounds like a good job.
Yeah,
to me.
In the off season, you have them put in a bowling alley? Maybe an in ground pool?
What's he say in the Santa Claus movie? 3 month vacation as soon as Christmas is over with.
For me, not the elves, but for me.
There's more and more people born every day.
Yeah.
You know, pretty soon that 3 months it starts collapsing.
No, I give the elves, we just increase the elves number. I don't know how that happens.
You'll buy more elves? You're going to buy more elves?
He's going to run an
elf
breeding.
However that works, we just get more of them.
How does that work?
He's going to run an
elf
breeding.
There's elves all over, and they're hundreds of years old, but they're never talking about how they're getting it on with other elves.
No.
And they're all little kid elves.
Yeah. Maybe, like, hey, Maybe Santa sends them some toys.
Santa's a taskmaster, too. He says they don't even get breaks.
No, there's no breaks.
All they do is talk about work and making toys.
They don't need breaks. Stop that union talk.
Hey, but they love it. They're happy as can be. They're never mad.
That's right. Because
Santa pays well.
No, he doesn't. Trust me.
Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is if you live at the North Pole, what other job opportunities do you have?
Well, you just tell them there's nowhere to go.
He's the only other employer in town.
You want to leave? Go through the tundra. See if you make it.
The Elf Donner Party. Man, Roach's Hallmark movies are grim.
No, they're awesome.
Let's see. How about this one? Would you rather have to grow a permanent Santa beard or have permanent reindeer antlers?
Oh, I mean, that's obvious. Who wants to walk around with antlers?
What's the benefit of reindeer antlers?
Or something different.
When this baby turns white,
Santa beard, and people are just like,
Guys, he's a little eccentric.
He's a little weird, but all right.
Yeah, he likes his beard.
Really there's people to wear it around.
You can watch, like, TLC. Has all those shows of, like, the cities or towns that are Santa Christmas towns. You just go move there, and then you're a normal person.
I've already got the beard. I want the antlers. I think there could be a lot of perks to having antlers.
Well, okay.
This is the one where you get shot.
Exactly. I wish you'd get them during deer season.
You go outside in the morning and go to work and get shot.
He'd come over to my house, and I'd say, hey, Ryan, go out back and...
You know what the Hump would say? Idiot man walked through the woods with antlers on his head and was shot today, killed.
What's the benefits of your antlers?
If somebody would make me upset, I'd hit him with my antlers.
You have pissed, you know.
You'd have to have a whole new bed. How are you going to sleep at night with those antlers?
Yeah, you're not thinking this through.
You can't sleep.
I'm just saying I'd like to try it.
You're bumping on every door frame.
I would say I'm surprised with Roach. Because there's money to be made if you have a head of antlers. You got antlers growing out of your head?
Somebody's paying that.
Somebody's paying
that's
to
too
see
inconvenient.
You.
You're going to have your own reality show.
Oh, you're on TV.
You are going to make some
money.
You're
making some money.
Give me your antler boy.
You got.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be all year, right?
No, it's permanent.
It's permanent antlers.
I don't think antlers on deers are permanent.
Oh, you're not a deer.
Look at what do you want to argue with the parameters again of the question.
I was trying to get you a break there, right?
Hold on. Let me go check.
What, his antlers fall off after Christmas? And then
after mating season, you better watch out for that, too.
If the case was that they fell off, I almost would go with the antlers then.
They'll grow back next year, though.
Right, and that's when the spectacle begins. You start doing your TV show right when the
everybody wants to hire Antler Boy for the Christmas pageant.
You got the show what's that? My Big Fat Wonderful Life. You know what I mean? There's shows out there for people, all kinds of.
On Donner, on Blitzen, on Antler Boy. I've heard it.
You'd have your own show. You'd go on all the ABC, NBC morning shows when your antlers start to grow. Well, I went beard too, but I'm just saying, if they fall off, beard. You might have a. I might change my mind.
Yeah.
You grow a beard, you're not making lots of money from it.
No, that's for sure.
Oh.
Ryan, are you making more money?
All right.
No, I'm not making any money. The beard keeps growing and no more money keeps coming in, so I'm going antlers.
Are we out of here? The producer's like lost.
Oh, I Googled, can humans grow horns, and now I'm stuck in a Google hole.
Have those people that. Have them medically, like, put in there, though.
You can grow them, too.
You can?
Yeah, people have grown them before.
They
grow, like, fingernails. It's a genetic condition.
How big are they?
This one lady in France had a 9-inch one coming out of her forehead before it got removed by a doctor.
Fingernail, or does it look like an ant? I want a picture of this.
Hold on, I'll pull it back up here.
She's a freaking unicorn?
There's one in someone's right ear.
In the ear?
Yeah, it grows out of their ear.
Wow.
I'm saying I'd try the horns.
You can cut off, though.
Yeah, you would cut that off, and your horns you could probably cut off. You could cut them off, and then...
All right, well, since you guys think this is so easy, we got one last question before we're done. Would you rather have a red light-up nose like Rudolph, but be a human, or be trapped inside the body of a reindeer for the entire month of December?
I got to have the nose all year?
Nose 24/7, forever. 365.
A red nose.
Or like every December, you're trapped in a reindeer.
Well, skin. Again, you can make money off the nose.
I got the nose. I'm the most in-demand clown in the world.
But I think I take the
which
deer.
Is to say, it's been a very high race to get to the top of here.
You know what? It's better than being a not in demand clown.
When would that nose? Right now. When would that nose glow? Though that's what I want to know.
Oh, yikes! We're back.
Can we go one episode where we don't have a glitch?
No, we can't. It's over.
So what were we talking
that's
about?
That's part of our so
stick. Why nose? I just want to know when does it glow.
Well, wasn't it in the movie when he's. Nuzzling up next to the hot reindeer.
This is what I'm saying. You're nuzzling up.
I don't think it's all the time.
It glowed during the big snowstorm.
Yeah. Duh. I think anytime you are excited, it glows.
Why would be excited in a snowstorm?
Because he's
guiding Santa's sleigh.
You're guiding a sleigh. There's a blizzard.
I know when
if your headlights went out, we could strap you to a car.
Hey, you know when roaches would glow?
When
somebody gave him banana and nuts.
If you just said the word mountain by Roach, all of a sudden his nose would start glowing.
Hey, Roach, you want a mountain? I'm just saying, would your wife appreciate that, too?
I doubt it.
Nose?
Yeah, like I'm saying it's
she'd know it was going well.
When you're excited.
You're thinking wrong, though, you're out in public.
Yeah, you're walking down the street and all of a sudden your nose starts glowing.
Right. Everybody's like, oh,
what if it's not glowing when it should be, though?
Yeah, like what if you're watching TV and there's some bikini woman comes on and all of a sudden, boom.
Or you're with your wife and it doesn't glow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
That could be bad.
You don't want that.
Especially shower or something, and you look at her and there's nothing happening.
Do you guys want me to Google science of Rudolph arousal? I mean, what do you want me to search your query? Do you want me to put in here?
I don't know what that black hole is.
I'll be kicked off the internet.
I think that's the episode title, Science of Rudolph arousal.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
See you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Next week? Are we?
Well, even if it comes out next week, it'll be.
No, whether we're having a show or not.
Yeah.
We can fit it in, can't we?
Well, that's up to you. We may not be able to fit.
May or may not have an episode coming out
Wednesday after Christmas.
Yeah. Listen, I would say best way to celebrate, listen to all of our episodes again.
Yeah, one day. Yep. Christmas Day, wake up.
Four Fat Guys Marathon.
Then we'd have a listener. See you.
Right. See ya. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.